Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
You know, it remains to be seen yet what the longevity is of that, because
and
some of this has to do with the athlete themselves, you know, setting records every weekend on Instagram.
Right.
It's just, it's the nature of the beast right now.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily make money on the sport.
Right, right.
But you can make money.
You kind of have to perform a little bit.
Yes,
right?
If you can bring in enough eyeballs,
yep.
then you have some value as a marketing tool. And how do you bring in those eyeballs? You know, you throw up some huge numbers.
Yeah.
And so that's happening every weekend. Then we start getting some injuries.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the guys you just mentioned a minute ago have suffered through. Dan suffered through some significant injuries.
Yeah.
Eric Lillibridge suffered through some significant injuries as relatively young athletes in the sport.
Yeah.
Have endured some muscle tears and pulls and surgeries. And,
yeah.
So it remains to be seen whether or not, you know, I always go back and look at and talk about Eddie Cohn when I'm talking to these great lifters, somebody who only competed twice a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mikhail Kokolev talked about how they only max out twice a year
at
the national championships and world championships. And at the qualifiers for those, they're only in the low to mid 90 percentiles.
Yeah.
So that becomes... you know, part of whether or not you have, I think, the long vision or the discipline maybe to where you can hold back a little bit. The Russians have that long-term look view. They look at a 10-year plan.
Yeah.
You know, we look at, well, in 3 months, I got to meet.
Right.
It's exciting
for
like, us.
It's Friday.
We're all in order
now. I got to post something good this week.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm no different. I'm not talking, you know, about anybody in any particular way.
No.
I'm saying that
it's
I
just
tried
the culture,
to lift as
right?
much as I could, as often as I
yeah.
could. The fact that I competed in both bodybuilding and powerlifting was almost a self-metering process for me.
Right.
Because I was only doing one, maybe two powerlifting meets a year. Because then I would switch and do one or two bodybuilding shows a year.
That's smart.
And that's kind of the way that Eddie Cohn, without, you know, the bodybuilding competition, designed his long-term plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Was to do some hypertrophy training in the off season and to let his body rest and let his central nervous system rest and then ramp up so that over the course of 20 years he goes from 165 to 242, setting records, you know, all throughout his career.
Sure.
So it can be a career, but we got to be cautious about how we manage that.
Well, I see that a lot in our dealings with USAPL stuff. And Marissa just broke the world record, 114's total. Record she told 948 at 114 and she'll turn 41 in July and in the same meet, the Grand Prix at the Arnold, Dave Ricks, who is 57 years old, broke the open world record in the squat, the IPF open world record in the squat, squatted like 727 at 205, 57 years old. Tony Harris was taking shots at the squat record at over 50 years old. Guys who have been competing for 30 years, you know, 30 going on 40 years.
Yeah, but I bet they didn't do 200 meets.
No.
You know, we just talked about that with respect to the strongmen, and they tend to have a pretty aggressive schedule.
Right.
And they suffer a significant amount of injuries as a result of that schedule.
Yeah.
So it could be a better idea for longevity, and the reason being is because I do think, at least it was my experience, that I was stronger at 40 than I was at 25.
Mm-hmm.
And significantly so. And it may be that tendon and ligament strength that is slower to earn that provided me that opportunity. But, you know, I would like to see people be able to realize that. Now, I think I was north of what's safe. I've often said that I probably pushed that window of opportunity a little further than I should have.
Right.
When I was still competing up 44, 45 in terms of the volumes that I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and also, again, depends on what you do to compete, how much weight you carry, whether or not performance-enhancing drugs are involved, and to what extent. Those things all play a factor in, I think, your, what would you call it, your life in the sport, your competitive ability. I can't anymore if I wanted to. You know, you see a guy squatting 700-some pounds at 57, and I'm like, damn, 77. And I start thinking, sure, I might be able to do that.
Yeah.
But what you have to do to get there, can you do it safely?
Yeah.
You know, can you do it without getting injured?
That was a clip from episode number 41 with Stan Efferding, The Rhino Swims with Sharks. Stan has so much great advice on training, nutrition, business, and motivation. He's one of our favorite guests, and this is one of our favorite episodes ever. Check out the full episode with Stan right here or through the link in our info. If you're interested in online coaching, visit juggernautcoaching.com through the link in our info or right here.